This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow, we come to you in the name of Jesus and a name above every name. We thank you for this day you've given us, this opportunity to be here on the radio. We thank you for each and every listener. I ask you today, Lord, to bless them for Jesus' sake. I pray the word of God would go out and find good ground. It'll accomplish that whereunto you send it. Lord, I pray you'd have your will and your way. Lord, in everything that's said and done in this broadcast, I pray it bring glory to Jesus. I pray today, Father, Lord, that we'd just be able to hear thy word. It's a help to our souls, and we thank you for that. I ask you once again, Lord, have your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, brethren, I'd like to make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. I would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as all the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria and all the mission work in those countries, as well as the Ukraine, Moldova, and all around the world, that God would just continue to save souls. And I realize most of the time the things that we hear on the news is bad news, but I'm glad that God's still in business. He's still in the soul-saving business. I believe he adds to the church daily, such as should be saved. And sometimes we may not hear things like that, but he's doing big things. I sure appreciate him. I just sitting here around the church sometimes watching him do for this children's home and just watching him provide. And I'm glad he's still in business. I'm thankful for that. I want to thank him for all that he's done for us. And I'd like to get my eyes on the things that God is doing instead of the things that we notice, the things that's going on, the hell that's being raised, everything Satan's doing. But I'll tell you what, the Lord's still on the throne. And anyway, I appreciate him. I want you to, as I said, continue to pray for us. We'll thank you for that. Thank you for your continual prayers and support. Would like to ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. I trust it'll be a blessing.
Asking for your help, Lord.
I was sitting there thinking of that scripture that said, be still and know that I am God. I mean, sometimes we just need to stop, sit down, rest a minute.
Yeah.
Let the Lord do it.
Amen.
Amen. Just be still. I appreciate being in God's house tonight.
Amen.
You pray for me. I hope He'll bless you. I believe He loves you.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad He takes notice of us.
Amen.
Glad He knows all about us. But anyway, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 1. While you're flipping to Numbers, chapter 1, I'm going to go over here to Revelations, and I'm going to read the verse I've been reading for a while. The Bible said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things written, which were written in the books according to their works. And every time I read this Word of God now with that scripture in mind, it kind of changes things I see in it, or somehow the Lord changes things I see in it. To be honest with you, to me, the book of Numbers is a hard book to read. You know, a lot of repetition in it. A lot of names in it that you never hear of. I mean, a lot of things that, you know, if somebody mentions Moses or Aaron or some of them, we know who they're talking about. Or if you start talking about the 12 tribes. You know, but then when you get over here and you get thinking about some of these others, let me read just a few verses down through here and I'll go on and talk to you about what's on my heart. But the Bible said in verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, and then the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month and the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take ye of the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel and all their families after their families by the house of their fathers, which the number of their names every male by their poles. And that's all I'm going to read tonight, as far as I know. But I've been reading this book of Numbers again. And as I said, a lot of times it's been hard for me to read. And just because it's a lot of names, it's a lot of, you know, just things that seem at some point. And I don't want to say it the wrong way, because it ain't that it don't mean nothing. It's just that I wasn't receiving nothing. But anyway, I was reading it this time, and the Lord got to showing me a few things in it. And all of these things. See, as far as I know, I've never heard Shelemiel or Nesham or Nathaniel or Eliab of Helan and Elishama. I've never heard none of these guys preached on. I can't even say their name, much less preach on them. I can't even pronounce it correctly, much less preach on them. But then it talks about all of their families.
Yeah.
And it talks about their jobs. Or their. The Bible actually said they were servants and burden bearers. And I was looking at all these fellas. This is what I want to say. And I got one little simple subject tonight about this. Just one. All of these fellas that I don't know anything about, God knew all about them. All of these fellas that I don't have a clue who they were or what they done, God knew all about them.
Amen.
I was reading some of these, some of the situations they're in, and God put some of them as servants and burden bearers, and He told one crowd, He said, I want you to bear a burden, and this is how you're going to do it. When you take the tabernacle down, we're going to have a cart there and an ox there, and you're going to place that stuff. That this is your job. You take this part of it down. But then some of them, they didn't supply a cart or anything with, said, you're going to bear this with you. You know, you're going to carry this with your own hands. This wasn't made for anybody else to. You say, what does that mean? God knows exactly the burden you're bearing. It's
what I'm trying to say. Sometimes God gives somebody a way to bear a burden, and he may not give the other person the same way to bear it, but God knows exactly what you're going through. And each way you're bearing the burden, you've got a job in the thing, and God knows exactly what you're going through. And he knows who you are. Now, like I said, we all know who, I mean, we've heard and we know who Reuben is and Simeon is and Judah is and Issachar is and Dan and Gad and Naphtali and all of those we know. But, I mean, they're young as I've never heard their, but God knows who they are.
Amen.
That's helped me. I mean, because we sit here and we think, now listen to me, because I'm going to preach this both ways if I can. God knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly the burden you're under. He knows exactly what you're going through. In fact, I thought about this. The Bible said, I mean, he's so good at his job. The Bible said in Psalms 139, verse 2, thou knowest my down sittings, my uprisings. And I've quoted this verse wrong before, but it says, thou understandest my thoughts afar off. I used to say he knew my thoughts afar off, but that ain't what he said, you understand. See, you might be going through something and you may not think about it the way I think about it if I'm going through the same thing. But he knows our thoughts. He understands how we feel. He understands your burdens. He understands everything about you. Boy, and I want you to know something. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows what you're going through. Lord, that helped me. I sat back here and I was reading this again and reading this book and reading through here and all these people that I don't have a clue who are. But I thought the Holy Ghost didn't miss none of them. In fact, he numbered them. I was looking down through here. He knew exactly how many they were. They were 22,273 of the firstborn. That's something, ain't it? Not only does he understand who you are, but he knows where you're at in the lineage. When the death angel went through over there in Egypt, he knew who the firstborn was. How about that? Wasn't it there's just kids in the house, he knew who they were. See, ain't that a blessing? He knows exactly who you are. He knows all about you. I was thinking about this. He said, I want you to go out there and get them all that's 20 years. I want you to number them. See, the Lord knew. He knew the tribe of Reuben, there's 46,500 men of war in that tribe. He knew every one of them. He knew everything about, I mean, he knew who they were. Simeon had 59,300. Gad had 45,650. I can go on through the rest of them here. I wrote them down. But I mean, it's just kindly repetitious like the book of Numbers is. The only thing I'm really trying to get out there is God knew every one of them. He knew every one of them's burdens. He knew what they were going through. Now I want to say this. Not only that, but I read a lot of scriptures over in the New Testament. The Bible said, so then everyone shall give account. See, here's the thing about this thing. God does know everyone. There's nobody going to get out of this. Nobody. He knows exactly who you are. You're not going to be the one to escape. The Bible said in Romans chapter 14 and verse 11, the verse before, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to the glory of God. I mean, everyone. Don't you reckon if he can look back and he can number all that crowd, he knows who all that crowd is. He knew them by name, called them out, put leaders over them. He knows exactly who you are, what you're going through, the burden you're under. I was thinking about that crowd over in Genesis 6 and 5. See, God sees the good and the bad. He can see all of it. He seen this crowd and they were his chosen people. But then I read about a crowd over in Genesis chapter 6 and it said, and God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination, that little phrase right there caught my attention. As I sat back there and I thought, not only does he know who you are, and every person, but he knows every imagination that you have. You're sitting here lost today. God knows everything that you're thinking, imagining, you're not going to get by with nothing. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you how it is. You're not going to get by with nothing. I mean, he knows every imagination. The Bible said of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. Everything you think. Oh, these are things we know, but I mean, I'm just going to preach it to you right out of the scripture. Everything you think, everything you imagine, God is on top of it. He knows. You won't get by with nothing. Not a thing. The Bible also said something like this. There's a crowd over in Genesis chapter 11. And it said, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Their imagination, it ran wild with them. I was talking to Chuck a little bit the other day, and we was talking about Nimrod here. The Bible said that he was a mighty hunter. And I'd never really thought about this. Chuck said, what do you think he is hunting? I said, I hadn't really thought about it. He said he is hunting men. He was hunting men that he could go out and capture and bring back to build that. Hey, I'm going to say this. The devil's hunting you. He'd like to snare you. He'd like to capture you. He'd like to program you. And I believe that's what all this mess is. I've said this. I believe that's what the television is. It's a programmer. That's what they put on it. Programs. They program you. Preacher preached years ago. I'll never forget it when the internet first came out. He said, you're entering into a net. And you're going into a website. And you're getting caught in that business. In a web. You're the one that's snared. That's the way it is. Nimrod was a mighty hunter. The devil's hunting you. But I want to say this. The Lord knows where you're at also. He knows where to come and find you. And when he comes to you, Lord, you better come to him. He's the only one that can help you in this thing. Because the Bible said every knee and every tongue, every one of them shall confess. You're going to bow before him. See, I mean, this book right here was a blessing to me. I sat down and started reading it again. And I started reading all these names that I dreaded reading every time I'd read through the Word of God because I can't pronounce them. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they done. They didn't seem of importance to me. But it sure was important unto the Father and the Holy Ghost and to Jesus to record them in here. Just like I think it's important for him to record you in the Lamb's Book of Life. See, a whole lot of people never know who you are or what you've done. But the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost knows whether you receive him as your Savior or you don't. He knows. You may fool me, but you'll never fool him. You may hide things from me, but you'll never hide anything from him. I may never know a lot of things about you, but he knows everything about you. He knows every thought, every intent, everything about you. Boy, hey, that's scary to me. Which, I mean, I'm saved, and I know it's blood washed, and I'm forgiven. But great God, I know me too. But see, that's what I'm trying to preach to you. One day the books are going to be opened. And you're going to think, well, nobody knew that. Yeah, the Lord knows. I was a good feller. I was a good little girl. Yeah, but the Lord knew different. You can't get in on your goodness. Here there was, a whole lot of them. A lot of folks I didn't know anything about. The Gershomites and Miriah and people I don't know. I thought, ain't that something? I don't know who they are, but the Lord can't forget them. The world don't know who I am, but the Lord can't forget me. Amen. Listen to me, the best thing you ever do in your life, when the Holy Ghost comes around and gets saved by the grace of God, and the Lord will never forget you. He'll never let you go. The Bible said he knows them that are his. You ought to read this book of Numbers in a different light. I've been trying to. It's been helping me. I've been reading these names that I didn't know who they were, and I thought, every time I read one now, I'm thinking, Well, I wonder who they are. I know who they are to the children of Israel, but I wonder who they are to God. I mean, He blessed them. Wrote their name in the Word of God. Never forget them. He take your name, write it down in that precious Lamb's Book of Life, which I've done preached that, what I think on that. But when that name's, that's precious to Him. In fact, He's got a special name for that book. It's the Lamb's Book of Life. He singled it out. He said, I've got 66 that I'm going to open here. I've got this book, but there's one I'm going to give a special name here, the Lamb's Book. But the Bible said this, and I'm going to go on here and I'm going to be done here in just a minute. It said, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by the armies. I noticed there's a crowd that got numbered by the armies. I noticed you going over here and there's another crowd, they just get numbered because of their servitude. There's a crowd that nobody ever really knows who they are. There's a crowd that bears burdens. There's a crowd that takes down the tabernacle. There's a crowd that goes in and does the work before the holy place, the Levites. There's a whole lot of folks, a whole lot of things going on in here. The Bible talks about the firstborn that are redeemed. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in here. But listen, most of this stuff, a lot of this stuff may not have nothing to do with you outside of one thing. The Lord knows. We may never understand a whole lot of stuff that's in this little book right here. But the Lord knew who they were. And I'm going to tell you one more time, the Lord knows who you are. I wanted to go over to the New Testament, and I want to think about just a few little things, and I ain't done it. You understand that there's some people that people don't want to know? I think Legion was somebody that everybody is fed up with. But the Lord knew who he was, what he's going through, where he was at, and how to get to him. I think there's a thief on the cross that the world was fed up with, but the Lord knew him. Where he was at, what he was going through, and offered him a chance to get some help. I think there's a woman over there caught in a very act of adultery that the Pharisees, scribes, and all that crowd wanted, desired to stone. But the Lord showed up. I think there's a little feller that was overlooked all of his life and he had to climb up a tree. But the Lord walked up and looked up the tree one day. The Lord knew where he was at, what was in his heart, what he wanted to see, what he desired. Lord walked up to him. There's folks over there that we don't know their names. The Bible said over in the book of Acts that there's 3,000 got saved in one day. I don't know one of them's name, but God knows every one of them's name. The Bible said he added to the church daily such as should be saved. A lot of them I don't know, but there's none of them that he's forgotten. Not a one. It's been helping me. I just looking at this book of Numbers, and I thought, great God, this book's richer than I thought it was. This ain't just some repetition thing of names that I can't pronounce or don't understand. Lord, this is something heaven took notice of, said, I'm going to pin it down. I know who they are. I want you to know who they are. I want you to know that I know who they are. I've not forgotten them. I didn't just bring them out of the wilderness to let them go. I brought them out to take care of them. I mean, here we are in this book of Numbers. But I want to say this. Not only are the hairs of your head numbered, the sand of the sea's numbered, listen to me, you're numbered. When God looks down upon this earth, honey, He knows exactly where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you need. Now, I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to close here in just a minute. Need to learn how to trust Him. That third line in that song, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. I'm so glad that I've learned how to trust Him, is what it says. I was down there today. I went down and got a load of wood, and I was sitting there, and I don't know why it come to me, but I was thinking about all of that stuff that Good Shepherd Baptist Church brought up there today and set on the tables. And I was thinking about that money that they offered all these businesses a couple years ago. And we didn't take it. Diane mentioned it. And I thought about that a lot. And it's like the Lord kindly spoke to my heart. And the Lord didn't audibly speak. I just thought about it. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like if we'd have took that money, they'd have not showed up today. I believe that'd have been the end of it, if you know the truth about it. What I'm trying to say is this, you don't need nobody but Him. Listen, you may be here tonight and you think He don't know who you are. He can supply all of your need according to His riches and glory. And you know how He does that? You may not even know where they're coming from. But God pours His love into Good Shepherd Baptist Church, and you may not even have the money, and they go and get it and bring it to you. Or it might be Central Baptist that called today and said, we want to have the Easter singing for you. I got that call. God's able. Just got to learn trusting. You got to learn to let go. Let go of the world. Let go of the all other hope. Throw your hands up and let go. And let the Lord do it. It's hard to do, ain't it? It is. It's hard. I'm not sitting here telling you it's the easiest thing in the world to do. But you just got to learn how to do it. Maybe it's a little at a time. Maybe it's just getting up saying, this is your day. You've created it. I'm yours. Let's just address today before we worry about tomorrow. You've got no promise of tomorrow, and I don't either. Right now is when we need to fellowship with Him. It won't be long. You lived your life and trusted Him through it. Here's a crowd, and I get this has just stuck with me. He never forgot one of them. You know what's amazing to me? Brother Don, I miss him when he ain't here. But anyway, Brother Don, he knows everybody's birthday that he's ever met, I think. He can tell you. Ain't that something? What about the Lord? He knows your birth date. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His saints. He knows the death date. He knows your born again date. He knows it all. He knows your uprising, your down settings, everything. Here's a crowd. I don't know when Moses exactly wrote this. When all this took place, I believe Moses did. I know he wrote it. The Bible said it's the book of Moses. But the Lord said, pin all them down. Let me say this. It's recorded in heaven. Do you realize as a believer you got a record in heaven? Let the Lord help you. If you're not saved, let the Lord save you. If you're worried, cast all your cares on Him. For He careth for you. Say, well, nothing's happened yet. Well, be still. He said, be still and know that I'm the Lord. As long as you're like me wiggling around, you ain't going to know nothing but my wiggling, your wiggling. Just wait on Him. He'll help you.
Trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.